I found some yellowed notes here, Gary and Patty. Dated September 12, 1981. There was a baby dedication service at the Wayside Chapel in Gaston, Oregon. And it says here, and this must have been put down for some man's memory, it says Gary and Patty Carr, and in brackets it says Sarah. She was a sibling, apparently. It also says here, Aaron Marie Seward, Dave and Lynn Seward, parents, and Don and Tina Gladden, Don Dale Jr., and Stephanie is in brackets. Three, as I recall, were, I don't recall. I read this and remembered. I recall that, yes, I had this somewhere. And one of the things in here says that dedication service on the part of the parents is placing a child in the hands of God. Gary and Patty, you did that. Jared was just half a year old at the time. I think God's going to honor that decision you made to give him to the Lord at that point. He keeps his promises. September 12, 1981. And then Gary and Patty shared this with me. Jared was a bit older than that. 15 years had gone by, and I understand it looked like he was asked to do something for an English class. Have you seen this, Kelly? You've seen it. Good. Apparently, the students were supposed to write something describing themselves, and this is what Jared wrote. And Patty, you suggest that maybe I don't read it all. I think there's one. I'm going to read it all. Because I don't understand young people completely, and so some of you here are younger than I am, and you'll probably understand it. But this is Jared writing about himself. Happy, fun, kind, and quiet. Sounds like he scored right on, didn't he? Brother of Sarah, 100% there. Lover of snow, mountains, and biking. Who feels happiness when riding my bike, excitement when accomplishing something, and tiredness at school. Who needs God, friends, and parents? You notice who he put first here? Who needs God, friends, and parents. Who gives companionship, laughter, and help. Who fears snakes, politicians, 100% there, and cow horns. Did you have a horn that you used to round up those steers, or? Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Those steers had horns. Got it. Who would like to see Jesus coming, world peace, and duly elected in 96? Who lives in Laurelwood, Oregon, one of the best places on earth? Says a lot, doesn't it? And you double that 15 times 2, add a year to it, and Jared was 31, and I don't think a lot changed, those of you who knew him and loved him. Her teacher gave him a grade on this. Says at the top, 100%, but not Dole. Okay.